The Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority shuts down a cannabis farm. Some tribal nations are getting help for building affordable housing. And details on a camp in Tulsa that focused on culture and history. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, August 2nd. I'm Deborah Ashar. An Ardmore cannabis farm is being shut down after failing to meet state testing requirements. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anusha Fathipure has more on where Graves Farm Organics fell short.
The Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority issued an emergency order of summary suspension and embargo for Graves Farm following a late July inspection. OMMA investigators discovered unsanitary and unsafe conditions. They also identified containers of untagged and untraceable wholesale medical marijuana products. The Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority says the farm's disregard for state standards endangers public health and safety. The suspension comes 2 months after OMMA issued a recall on products produced by Graves Farm Organics due to pesticide contamination. Graves Farm's products could be found around the state. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anusha Fathipure.
A new look is coming to Oklahoma's standard license plate. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler has details on what the state has dubbed the iconic Oklahoma plate.
The new design is similar to an existing specialty plate that showcases Oklahoma's original state flag, the number 46 within a white star on a red field. Below that is the state brand tagline, "Imagine That." The design also features some iconography of Oklahoma's notable fauna and industries in blue along the bottom border. One notable snub, the scissortail flycatcher, Oklahoma's state bird and the star of its current license plate. Oklahoma drivers will have the option to update their plate or keep the one they have. This is the state's third standard license plate redesign over the past 15 years. Before that, Oklahoma kept the same plate featuring an Osage shield with only minor tweaks for 3 decades. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
4 Oklahoma tribal nations are getting millions of federal dollars to narrow a gap in native housing. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Katie Hallam reports on grants from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
The Iowa Tribe, Kickapoo Tribe, Wyandotte Nation, and Wichita-affiliated tribes will all receive a portion of over $11 million provided by HUD. The funds are designated to developing affordable housing on their reservations. Wichita citizen and executive director of the Wichita Housing Authority, Jesse Jones, says receiving the grant means a lot to his tribe.
When we get these grants, it's really a blessing for us to be able to build more homes and offer more affordable housing to natives.
In a press release, HUD officials tout their commitment to working alongside these tribes to develop homes for those who need it the most. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Allum.
A unique summer camp has wrapped up in Tulsa. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Ben Abrams reports children in the historic Greenwood neighborhood were part of a trial run on new Black history curriculum.
All righty, so they learned a whole lot. Enjoy the program.
Kids at the Greenwood Cultural Center put on a series of performances Wednesday to highlight what they learned during a summer program based on the New York Times 1619 Project, named after the year the first enslaved Africans arrived in America. Camp attendees learned about the history of slavery in America, as well as cultural lessons like African dance. Timothy Butler is a grant writer and one of the program's coordinators. He says this curriculum is especially important in Oklahoma, where education about race and history has been restricted by state law.
The way that the Black experience or Black history has often been told, even up to the present day, it's very lacking.
The program in Greenwood is a pilot, with organizers hoping more like it are arranged elsewhere in the country. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.